So we are talking about Lord Ramchandra. See, Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Most of the people, particularly in our Indian families, sometimes they get confusion. They think, who is first? Ram is first, Krishna is first, Vishnu is first. So people have different conception. And I always, most of the time, I try to clear this particular subject matter before even I talk about Lord Vishnu or Ram and Krishna. Because this is called Vishnu Tattva. Once somebody asked me, he said, this child is God. I said, well, first of all, you have to understand about the soul. God is super soul, beyond your powers. But we are in the descending process. Knowledge is coming from up to down. The subject matter is very simple, but people do not like to understand. The subject matter is so easy to understand. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. It is described in the scriptures. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Brahmaji says, the Supreme Controller is Krishna. Etachansh Klapusha Krishnastu Bhagavan Swam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality. And in so many lectures, even on the television, I just explained that the same Supreme Personality, there is no difference between Krishna and Ram and Vishnu. It is one person. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his house, he is called Krishna. In home, he is called Krishna. His name is Krishna. The same Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he sits in his office, he is called Vishnu. The same person. And in the spiritual world, there are so many offices. You can see right over there. Can you see that picture over there? You see the red lotus flower? That is Golok Vrindavan in the spiritual world. And that is his house. That is where he is called Krishna. And all these yellow dots, this is all in the spiritual world. These are his offices. And when he goes, same Krishna sits in his offices, he is called Vishnu. He's the same person. He doesn't change his body. He expands himself. And in the spiritual world, sometime in some Vaikuntha planets, he's acting as Ram, Nrisimha, Vara, Matsya, Kurma. These are the different. So he's the same person. Easy to understand, isn't it? And that little, the blue circle which you see, that is the material world. That's where we are living in. I'm not going to the details of that. And even there, the controller is actually, everything is under the control of Krishna. But this material world is controlled by 330 million Devi Devatas. Sometimes people ask, why there are so many gods in Hindu religion? There are not so many gods in Hindu religion. God is one, that is Krishna, Vishnu. But he is running different departments. So in the material world, these departments are only in the material world. The material world department is oxygen department, Pavan Devata, electricity department, Surya and Chandra, Varun department, the water department. So these departments have different powers. Easy to understand. The only reason I'm explaining you this is because sometimes people take confusion between Ram and ordinary people. This is very important to understand. There one time, about two million years ago, all the demigods headed by Shiva and Brahma and Durga Devi, they all went to see Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They approached him, they said, O Lord Vishnu, please help us. Because in the material world, there's a big demon. His name is Ravana. He is very powerful. He is terrorizing the entire universe. We are so much afraid of him. We cannot even forget about, you know, killing him. We can't even defeat him. All of us, all together. Now, this is not a fairy tale story, what I'm telling you. You know, when we tell the Ravana born with the 10 heads and 20 arms, some people think maybe it's a fairy tale story. It's not. It's a fact. I haven't got time. Let's see how far we go. So when all these demigods, they approach to Lord Vishnu, please come. At that time, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, he promised the demigods. He said, yes, I will come. I will appear in Ayodhya, in the house of Dashrath Maharaj. And then he said, my wife Lakshmi, she will appear in Mithila, in the house of Janak Maharaj. And then Lord Vishnu said, I will perform these pastimes for 11,000 years on the planet Earth. Ram's lifespan is how long we live? 20 years, 50 years, 70 years, 80 years, maximum 100 years. Lord Ramchandra lived for 11,000 years on the planet Earth. I'll tell you maybe at the end of the class how scientific it is. It's not mythology. Like some people think. A Ramayana or a Mahabharata, an Indian mythology. Mythology means it's fairy tale story. It's a fact. So Lord Ram said, he said, I will appear on the planet Earth and I will perform my pastimes for 11,000 years. I will marry my own wife Lakshmi, who will be Janaki, who will be Sita. And I will go to the forest for 14 years. Everything was well planned before. And he said, oh demigods, oh devatas, you go and take birth as monkeys and bhalus in the Dandakarna forest. And then he told them, when I'll come, because I'm going to visit this forest for 14 years, because lots of my devotees are worshipping me over there. There's a great, great rishis and sadhus. The munis, they are meditating on me for thousands of years. I'm going to go and give them darshan. There's Shabri, there's Ahalya. They were already there. They were meditating even well before Ram was going to come. Shabri was waiting for it. So then he said, I'll go to the forest. I will give darshan to the devotees. In that forest, I'm going to kill so many demons. And at the end of the 14 years, I will kill wretched Ravana. So as promised, Lord Ramchandra, Lord Vishnu, he appeared. How he appeared? Because Dashrath Maharaj, he had three wives. Kaushalya, Kakei and Sumitra. But unfortunately, he did not have any son. So Dashrath Maharaj, he performed a yagya. Putrakam yagya. So when he performed this yagya, from the yagya purush, from the flames of yagya, a personality came. It's called yagya purush. He appeared with a pot. You see, these days you perform yagya, nobody will appear, isn't it? Only few noises will appear, which you make it. So when he appeared with a pot of kheer, he gave it to the king. He said, oh my dear king, this is a pot of kheer. Give it to your wives. Simply by eating this kheer, they will become pregnant. So he divided the kheer among the three queens. And the moment they ate the kheer, they became pregnant. And when they gave birth to Ram, Lakshman, Shatrughan and Bharat, you know, they gave birth. But this birth was not the birth like ordinary ladies have to go through the labor pain. They didn't go through the labor pain. Like Devaki never went through the labor pain. Krishna was in the stomach, in the womb, and he appeared same time. With beautifully, you know, he is appearing, not in a dirty fluid. When Ram appeared, he appeared a beautiful, beautiful child. Nice, beautiful curly hair. All garmented. So this is how Ram appeared. So when Ram appeared in the womb of Kaushalya, and then the Kekai gave birth to the Bharat, and Sumitra gave birth to Shatrughan and Lakshman. And on this side, Ram has appeared, and that there's another Mithila narration, another king. So this appearance of Ram is going to happen on Wednesday, this Wednesday. Like we fast on Janamashtami day. It's a very big day. So Lord Ramchandra appears in his own body. Ramchandra does not come and become a Ram. Sometime, you know, I hear sometime foolish people, they think, well, you know, he was a Mahapurush and he done some great work, and people, some Hindus start worshiping him as a god. It's not like that. He's God. He's the supreme personality of Godhead. He's not a human. But when he comes, he acts as a human because he is called Maryada Purushottam. He taught how a living entity in the human form of life should behave. What is his duties? What is the duty to the husband? What is the duty to the wife? To the parents? To the guru? What is the duty of a king? So all these duties, Ram is called Maryada Purushottam. He established the principles of Maryada, where Krishna is called Leela Purushottam. Now Ram appeared in the house of in Ayodhya. Now there's another king, his name was Janak. Now Janak did not have a child too. Now, Janak and Dasharatha, they are not ordinary personalities. They have done millions of times birth, you know, some tapasyas in the previous births. So Janak wanted a child, so he thought, well, let me have a yagya as well. So he wanted to make a yagya shala where you can perform a yagya. So the priest said to him that you should plow the land yourself. So when he was plowing the land for a yagya shala, the plow got stuck into a rock. The plow got stuck. So Dasharatha Maharaj, he thought, let me remove this stone and take the plow out and let me plow this field again. The moment when he saw there was not a plow, it was actually a pot. So when he opened the pot, a beautiful little girl was sitting in the pot. Now this most beautiful girl, he has never seen a child like this. This beautiful child, because this child was not an ordinary child, this was Lakshmi Devi herself. Now plow in Sanskrit is called seet, word seet. Because it has this child appear from the plow, and he immediately took the child because he didn't have a child. So he said, oh, Lord Vishnu has given me this child. This is my child. So he took this, he brought this child home. So he named her Sita. So this is the appearance of Sita and Ram. And then eventually, the time is very little. I don't know, I may go a little more, you know, more than 1:30. Is that okay? So then, of course, then the Swamra came. And, you know, once Janaki was, Janak Maharaj, he saw, he had a bow. Even 300 people could not move this bow. But one day Janak Maharaj saw this little child, Sita. She was playing with her friends. She just picked up the bow like this, like a toy, and she put it on the other side. And Janak was surprised. He said, oh my God, this bow is special bow. Nobody could move this. Even the big wrestlers cannot move this bow. And how can this Sita could move it? So then he immediately realized that this child is not an ordinary child. So he decided that I am going to give my daughter as a wife to that prince who can actually lift this bow like her. So he performed a swambha. Everybody came. All the kings, all the princesses, whoever came to the swambha, they could not touch the bow even. They could not lift the bow. Sometimes people say that Ram appeared in the swambha. In some Bollywood movie, they show this. But Valmiki Ramayana says, no, Ram was not, did not come to the swambha. Ram was after the swambha. After the swambha, this Vishwamitra, he brought Lakshman and Ram. I'm really cutting shortcuts. You know, you need a lot of time. You need about 7 days. I love to do this Ramayana seminar for 7 days. You can go in details. But anyway, when he came, so Janak Maharaj said, I like to, oh, Prince Ram and Lakshman, I want to show you this bow, which nobody could move. Ram said, oh, really? Could you show it to me? So when Ram went over there, Ram simply said, can I touch this bow? He said, yes, you can. So Ram lifted the bow immediately. When he lifted the bow, he said, okay, let me try to string it. So when he was going to string it, the bow broke into two pieces. So that's how when he gave his daughter Sita, and then another daughter name was Urmila, he gave it to Lakshman. So there was a beautiful, beautiful function in Ayodhya. Huge, huge, you know, the festival they had. And every year Ayodhya Vasi was so, so blissful, so happy. Eventually, you know, this mantra, she actually polluted Kakeyi. Next day, the coronation was going to happen. Ram was going to become a Yuvraj. But anyway, there's so many stories like this. And then she asked, no, my son has to be the next king. And Ram should go to the forest. And Dashrath pleaded Kakeyi. He said, Kakeyi, you love Ram so much. You love Ram more than Bharat. How can you ask this? But Kakeyi became stubborn. And Ram decided to go to the forest. And Sita said, well, wherever my husband is, I'm going to go there. Sita is the most chaste woman. That's how the things are. Not these days. These days, people don't even live together. They get married one day and next day is a divorce. But anyway, when Ram and Sita followed, Sita said, I'm going to go with my husband. Ram said, no, you don't come. It is going to be very difficult. But she wanted to come. And then Lakshman followed them. But when they come to the forest, I like to tell a few stories. Janaki served her husband. Janaki means Sita Devi. She served her husband so nicely, so nicely. The rishis and munis, sadhus, when they saw so beautifully the Sita is serving her husband, they desired, wish, if we could have been the wife of this Ram, we could have served Ram so nicely. Now Ram is the supreme personality of God. Ram smiled in his mind. He said, oh, you want to become my wife? But I'm sorry, you can't do it. Because in the human form of life, one should only accept one wife. Ek patni vrata. He said, I can't marry you. In his mind, he said, but I will fulfill your desire. When I will come as a Krishna avatar, God can do, a humans can't do. So Krishna is acting Krishna is there. Krishna is Supreme Personality. So the same yogis, the same tapasvis, the same rishis, the same munis, these are because they desired, all of them desired and one got to become the wife of Lord Ram. In next birth, they became a Munichari gopis in Vrindavan. This is why Krishna married so many wives in Dwarka. So these are the yogis, these are the munis, these are the rishis, these are the devotees who desire to the wife. So they became Munichari gopis, they became the wives of Krishna in Dwarka. But eventually, anyway, I'm going to tell you a few more stories. Should I continue a few more stories for 10-15 minutes? Sorry? Is that okay? Yes? So 13 years... they traveled from one place to another place in the Dandakarna forest, meeting so many different sadhus, so many rishis, and all these rishis, they knew this is Ram. They knew this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they were all, whenever anybody would see, they were in tears. And Ram, he was acting as a human, he was always go humbly. He said, "Oh, I am just a son of Dashrath Maharaj. I have come here to take your darshans, because a devotee's darshan is, because one can only get God through the devotees. So I have come here to take your association. I am very fortunate that I have come to the forest. My mother sent me to the forest 14 years. Or not my mother, but I happen to be in the forest. I am able to take darshan of all of you. So all of you. So 13 years he lived in the forest, simply eating bale, simply eating, you know, the roots and the fruits. But 13 years after, what happened was, one demon, her name was Shupnakha. She was the sister of Ravana. She was flying in the sky and she saw Ram. And when she saw the beauty of Ram, because she got captivated with the beauty of Ram, she said, "Oh, let me enjoy. This is the most beautiful man I have ever seen in my whole life." See, Ram never gets old. Ram always remains sweet 16. God never gets old. Krishna always remains sweet 16. Ram always remains sweet 16. This is Ram. So when she saw Ram, she came. Now, her attraction to Ram was not out of love. Her attraction to Ram was out of lust. So she wanted to enjoy the Ram, and Ram said, she actually changed her body. And she became a beautiful girl, and she came in disguise in a beautiful girl, and she came to Ram. He said, "Oh, who are you?" He said, "I'm son of Dashrath. My name is Ram. And I'm living in the forest. For 14 years, 13 years, I've been living in the forest." And she said, "Oh, what are you doing with this ugly girl?" And Sita was the most beautiful girl. She said, "Lakshmi," he said, "what are you doing with this ugly girl? Marry me. I will make you so happy." He said, "I'm sorry, I can't marry you, because I'm already married." So when she tried to persuade Ram, to convince Ram to marry me, and Ram refused. Then she thought, "All right, if you can't marry me, let me go to Lakshman." She went to Lakshman. He said, you are as smart as Ram. Rather, you are more smarter than Ram." Now she's you know, trying to butter Lakshman up. "You're more smarter than Ram even. You marry me." He said, "I can't marry you." He said, "My own wife Urmila is waiting for me for last 13 years in Ayodhya, and I am serving my bhabhi and my brother Ram. So I can't marry you. How can I betray my wife? How can I cheat my wife?" He said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I can't marry you." So she got angry. And she said, "You, both of you brothers, not marrying me because of this girl, because of this lady, Sita." He said, "All right, let me finish Sita. I'm going to eat Sita right now." That's exactly written in the Ramayana. She said, "Oh, Ram, I'm going to eat this Sita, then we'll marry, we'll live together." And she tried to attack Sita. And this is the time when Ram told Lakshman to punish Shupnakha. Sometimes people say, "Why Ram?" Even Gopi said to Krishna, he said, "Oh, you cut Shupnaka's ears and the nose, you know. That's different Leela anyway." So the reason Lakshman cut Shupnaka's nose and ear, because she tried to attack the devotee of Ram, the topmost devotee, Sita Devi. Because Shupnakha tried to attack Sita, that is why Ram punished Shupnakha. Lakshman cut it on the order of Ram. He cut his Shupnakha's nose and ears. And that is when Shupnakha went to her brother Kar and Dushan. And then Ram killed them. And then finally she went to the Ravana. Now Ram is so merciful, because Shupnakha came, she wanted to enjoy Ram, and the same Ram, he did not marry at that time, but the same Shupnakha became Kubja in the Krishna Leela. And then in Krishna Leela, Krishna provided him, provided Kubja Dharati Sukh. That's how he fulfilled her desires. But anyway, Shrupnakha went to Ravana and she said to Ravana, "Ravana, look, this is the most beautiful lady I have ever seen. She is Sita. Nobody can be more beautiful than Sita. Go and kidnap Sita. That is the only way you can enjoy. That is the only way we can hurt Ram. Ram has killed already Kar and Dushan." And Ravana decided to, when he heard the beauty of Sita. Now Ravana was Chaturvedi. He was son of a Visharva. He was a Brahmana. His mother was the daughter of Kaksi. His mother name was Kaksi. She was the daughter of Sumali, a demon, Rakshas. But from the father's side, he was a Brahmana. He was a Chaturvedi Brahmana. And he knew that who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is amazing. You see, in the other yugas, the big demons one can go to, and demons even knew that God is only one, that is Vishnu, Krishna. But unfortunately, these days people accept ordinary humans as a God and Ram as an ordinary human. This is where the problem is coming. So Ravana knew that this Ram, the Vishnu has come as a Ram, but he said, "No, I'm going to do that." So he tried to enjoy Sita. He came and he kidnapped Sita. Now sometimes people say, "The worst sort of God you're worshipping, this Ram, he could not protect his own wife. How will he will protect you?" Have you heard like that? These are the atheist class of people, they say that. But before that, I'm going to tell you a very quick story, five minutes, then you can have prasad. Otherwise, you know, you have come here, so, you know, you should, some few points you can understand and you can take it with you and worship at home Ram very nicely. Ravana never actually stole Sita. The Sita he stole, that was a Vedvati. That was a Maya Sita. Because Sita can never be touched, Lakshmi cannot be touched by anybody else except Narayan. Sita Devi cannot be touched by Ravana. It was actually Vedvati he stolen. Because of Vedvati, Ram has taken this incarnation as a Ram. Because Vedvati was the one lady, she was a Vedvati and she decided to marry Vishnu. She knew the God is Vishnu, Krishna. She wanted to marry him. So she was meditating on him. And at that time, Ravana in his Pushpak Viman, when he saw Vedvati, he wanted to enjoy Vedvati. He went, he said, "Vedvati, who are you?" She said, "Well, no." He said, "Who are you, lady?" She said, "I'm Vedvati." He said, "What are you doing?" She said, "I have decided, I'm meditating on my husband, Vishnu." He said, "Forget about Vishnu, I'm a Ravana. I'm the most powerful in the entire universe. All these demigods, including Shiva, nobody could kill me. Even Shiva cannot kill me." He actually lifted Shiva. Ravana was so powerful. While Shiva was sitting on Kailash, this is when he had the benedictions. He lifted Shiva with Parvati. But of course, then Shiva taken his, you know, ego down anyway. That's another story. So many stories there. But he said, "Marry me." And he touched forcefully to Vedvati. At that time, Vedvati said, "Oh, wretched Ravana, you are so proud of your Lanka. You are so proud of your power." He said, "You have polluted me. I curse you that I will be the cause of your destruction. And I will be the cause of your destruction of your Lanka." So that Vedvati, she immediately left her body. And that Vedvati took birth in the house of Agnidev. And when, now this was the plan of Ram, how to kill this Ravana. Like Ravana came with his own plan to steal Sita. But Ram, his own plan, how I can defeat him, how I'm going to kill him. I promise the demigods. So when he came with the help of Marich, when he came to steal, at that time, Sita actually, original Sita, went to the Agnidev and the Vedvati, Maya Sita, Ravana took Maya Sita for 1 year to the... So Maya Sita who lived in the Lanka. Original Sita lived with Agnidev for 1 year. Because Maya Sita had the same chastity. When you see that, you know, that the place, it's not like a mythology. I have got, you see, I went to Rameshwaram about a few years ago, 3-4 years ago. You can even go on the computer, you can still see that on your line, even NASA has found the bridge. Anybody seen this bridge? They call it Adams Bridge. It's not Adams Bridge, but it is Rameshwaram Bridge, connecting India and Sri Lanka. Now this bridge is actually made of the stones. These stones are not the stones, the heavy stones. These stones are floating stones. That's how he floated the bridge, isn't it? When Ram made the bridge, the stones were floating. And the same stones are still floating. But now these stones, in 2 years' time, the water level has gone up. The stones are stuck so together. The whole bridge is sunk under the sea. You can see from the satellite even. And once the scientists, they took some stones out for they wanted to take for experiments, but the pandas of Rameshwaram, they did not let them go. So if you go, there's a Rameshwaram, if you go, you can go to one Hanuman temple. There's only one Hanuman temple over there. If you'd say Hanuman temple, I want to go, that's the most famous temple in Rameshwaram. They have made a pot. So they have put these stones in the water and the stones are floating. This big stone is floating in the water. And I'm very fortunate, actually, one of the when I went to take darshan over there, at that time my son, he said, Dad, ask him if he can give you one. I said, they don't give. They don't even allow you to take a picture even. So I was very fortunate with the mercy of Lord Ramchandra. There's a Brahmana, he offered me one stone. I've got in my home. So this stone I got at my home and I worship. So anyway, so these, when Sita Devi, and now it's not mythology. The same place where Sita was living, Maya Sita, who was actually a Vedvati, the place is called Ashok Vatika. Even it is today, you go to that, the place is still there in Sri Lanka. The Ashok Vatika is there. And it is said, there's a beautiful, one of my friend, when I want to go there, but I've already sent my friend, he went there, he really loved it. There's a beautiful waterfall is coming. It's completely sweet water. But it is said, that spot where Sita Devi used to sit and cry for 1 year. The tears fell in the water from that spot. That same sweet water becomes what is called khara. What is called that? Salty. So there's a beautiful waterfall is there, but that spot where Sita used to sit, from there onward the water is salty. Now anyway, Lord Ramchandra, he killed Ravana. And when he killed Ravana, that is why sometimes people say, how can Ram be so ideal husband? He asked his wife, who was so chaste. He even asked her to walk through the fire. That was the main reason, actually. Sita was coming after killing Ravana. Ram said, Sita, you walk through the fire. Show your purity. But actually, when she entered in the fire, so Vedvati entered in the fire, Maya Sita entered in the fire, the original Sita came out of the fire. And one quick story was that the original Sita asked Ram, he said, Ram, this Sita has served us, this Vedvati, Maya Sita has served us 1 year. She wanted to be, she's your wife. She has cried the same exact feeling. I felt separation from you for 1 year. Even I was with Agni Dev. I could not live without you. And this Sita cannot live without you. Marry her. And Ramchandra smiled. He said, no, I am not going to marry her. I will marry her some other time. And then the same Ram, he come as Srinivas in Tirupati Balaji. Anybody been to Tirupati Balaji? So because he had promised Vedvati, because Vedvati has served, so the same Ram, he appears as Srinivas in Tirumala Hills, and the same Vedvati, the same Maya Sita, who was living in Lanka for 1 year, She took birth as a Padmavati. And then Srinivas and Padmavati, so in that at that time in Tirumala Hills, Srinivas married Padmavati. Lakshmi actually herself, Lakshmi Devi from Kolhapur, came and married Padmavati and Srinivas. But of course then same, you know, there's a lot of stories around there. So these things are the facts. So all these things are there in Srila Prabhupada's books. So Lord Ramchandra is very simple to worship. Krishna is a little difficult to worship sometimes. But Ram is simply by chanting Valmiki attained. He written the Ramayana simply by chanting Mara 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 Mara. He just chanted Mara Mara. So if Valmiki can attain Lord Ramchandra simply by chanting Mara Mara, can you imagine if you chant with love and devotion the mantra Ram 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 Ram, if you can so many. But anyway, maybe sometime we'll do some seminar on Ramayana, we can go in details. So best ways on this Wednesday, Ram Navami day, we request you fast. It's a half day fast, isn't it? At least you can take fast from grains, water, everything, at least till 12:30. So that is your fast will be, that is fast for Ram Navami. And then devotees mostly take Ekadashi, not eat grains on that day. You can eat other fruits, vegetables. Fast from grains, worship Ramchandra. And you can come here, take darshan, and we will be celebrating Ram Navami on next Sunday too. Okay, Lord Ramchandra ji ki, Sitaram Lakshmi Hanuman ji ki, Nitai Gopremanande.